bad boys to first.
My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the guys that put the funk back into dysfunctional.
That's right. The PU back into computer?
Something like that. This point in the show, we generally have our Geek Speak of the Week. We're going to have a guest geek this week. Every week we try to bring you a word, a term, some new word that you can use so that you can sound really cool when you're in there with the geeks.
A big word like vernacular.
Ooh. And your name, sir?
Taylor Colburn.
Hey, I know you. You live in my house. Hey, we're going to go surfing pretty soon, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got to get real close to the mic.
Okay, what?
Act like you like me.
What?
All right, you're going to read our Geek Speak of the Week, right? What's this week's term?
It's the werewolf virus.
Werewolf virus. What does that mean?
It's a computer virus that scans your hard disk for configuration settings, financial data, and other personal information, establishes an internet connection, and then sends the pilfered data.
That doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't.
That was a big word to use. Pilfered?
Pilfered.
How old are you?
Nine,
and you got words like pilfered flying out?
See, we're trying to... Adam has inspired me to...
Edumacate?
Edumacate him, and actually, he's doing it on his own. I brought the new...
I don't think he's doing it on his own. I think your wife has probably something to do
with that. No, he just jumped on. We got that new machine, that Windows XP machine, a new one that he got to use. And
he's teaching you how to use it?
Within a half an hour, he had figured out how to use Media Player to start burning his own CDs.
Well, that's the most important part.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Is that the coolest thing about the new computer?
So that's the fact, Jack.
Make your own music. And then destroy the discs, and then you don't care. All right, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good job. All right, that's our Geek Speak of the Week. Werewolf virus, of course, that's posted on our website at datadoctors.com, as well as in our newsletter that we told you that you could sign up for at any point in time if you so desire.
A little delayed, but, you know.
Nicely done, Taylor. Hey, Sid, you want to read our free download of the week? No. The free download of the week. We'll do that after the next
break. Yeah, anybody who wants to read, just come on down to the KTR studios. Get
in
line.
Hold up. With families going on vacation, the minute we get off this fine program, so I got them all down here. We're gonna make use of them.
You're putting them through the time.
Absolutely.
And
listen, we got get them all. Just like
Speaking of lined up, we got calls lined up like crazy. So let's try to burn through as many of those as we can. We got Jim in Mesa who has some Wi-Fi questions.
Wi-Fi.
Why? I don't know.
Welcome, Jim.
Welcome. Hey, thanks. I wanted to talk about a wireless network.
Okay.
I've got an older desktop machine. My kids have all got laptops. In fact, I got two brand new ones. They want a network so we can share the internet.
And Wi-Fi with laptops is wonderful, let me tell you from experience.
Okay. Well, what do I need to do to get this thing set up and running?
Well, there's a couple of things that come into play with Wi-Fi. There's a finite distance in which it works well. So you want to try to find a central location for the base unit or the transmitter. They call it an access point.
Pretend like you got cordless phones. Obviously, the farther you go, the less clear things sound. So you want to try to get that as close to the other machines or centrally located as possible.
And sometimes you have no choice because what you probably want to do... Now, let me make sure. You have a high-speed internet connection?
A DSL.
You have DSL and you have one computer connected to it?
Correct.
Do you have a router or any other piece of hardware yet?
No.
Okay. So you're going to want to go get what's called a router slash, I guess a wireless router is how most of them package the thing.
The flavor of the month we like, Linksys puts out something called a wireless G is the true name of it, but you'd look for a wireless G broadband router.
G as in G.
Or good.
Because they have B as in buh and A as in ah. And so it gets really confusing when you go shopping.
We're going to have to teach you some phonetics someday.
Really?
I bet Garrett can do a good one of those. Bravo
Garrett,
and Alpha.
Garrett starts with G. There you
What's
go.
What's G?
Word association. What's up, G?
Golf.
Yeah.
Golf?
G is, yeah.
So what you want to do is look for a wireless access, a wireless router. So it's going to have this firewall thing. That's what the router does. And it's going to have these antennas, and that's how it transmits or allows things that are not physically wired in to connect. The machine that you have plugged into your DSL router now, or your DSL little modem thing,
right.
You're going to unplug that. You're going to plug the router in between. So there's a place for you to plug the computer that you unplugged from the DSL into this little router. Right?
Okay.
And then you're the just wireless, confused, man.
The wireless stuff just kind of happens.
Here's the roadmap for you. From the wall to the DSL modem, for lack of a better term, from the modem to the router, and then router to your PCs, either wired when you can or wirelessly when you can't.
You'll also need to get wireless network cards for each of the laptops.
Okay.
This is not something that, based on this really convoluted explanation that we're giving you, that you're going to be able to just go, oh, yeah, I know everything I need. So make sure you go somewhere where people can kind of assist you. Tell them exactly what you have. It's really not that big of a deal. What I will tell you is learn about something called WEP, W-E-P. If you just put the thing in, the easiest way to install it is just to leave everything the way it comes from the factory and just turn everything on and get it going and, hey, I'm connected.
Default settings, plug it all in and make it all see it and it'll all work. But the problem is you're exposed to your neighbors or anybody who wants to come driving by in the middle of the night to get whatever's on your network and your computers as well.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask about. I've heard there's security issues and you need to set it up so that you can prevent people from...
Right, that's what the WEP is. WEP is Wired Equivalent Privacy. It's actually... some encryption that you turn on.
It's fairly easy to set up, but you want to make sure that you look in the manuals from the stuff you're going to buy for the section that deals with WEP and how to set that up, and make sure that you understand what they're doing there. And if not, find a friend or hire a friend who can help you out with it.
If you stick to Linksys or some of the bigger names, then you can call their support department as well. Also, make sure that the wireless router and all the cards that you're buying, just make sure it's all the same brand. It doesn't have to be.
They're interchangeable, but it's going to be easier for you and make your life a lot simpler if you buy all the same brand.
Well, it also allows you to, it also ensures that if you use the highest level of encryption that they'll be able to talk, because there's no real clear standard for encryption at the highest levels, and sometimes different products don't kind of talk to each other if you have all this encryption turned on. So just stick to the same name brands. Go somewhere where they can explain things to you. And then go for it.
Okay. And as far as that firewall, I've got an alarm sitting on my desktop now.
This little box you're going to buy, that's the broadband router / access point, that takes care of effectively placing a firewall between you and the internet. So once you've got that in place, anything you have software-wise that's on your machine, you can feel free to get rid of, unless you really kind of are real uptight and you want to have that second layer of protection, but it's really kind of unneeded at that point.
Okay, but then now as far as antivirus software, I'm going to need that in all the PCs.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Okay. Completely unrelated, yeah.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, well, thank you.
It's really not tough. Of course, from our perspective, it's not tough, but you know, if you've never done it, you're definitely going to want to probably try to get somebody that's kind of familiar with networking and that to maybe help you, or you can struggle through it. Just expect to be on the phone for a while with some of the issues. Just because it's, you know, they're going to present you with terms that you don't understand.
The old-fashioned time or money, your choice.
There you go.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
Hey, once you have it, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable. You're floating around the house. I'm out by the pool. I'm surfing while I'm swimming. It's
like food. Once you try it, you'll never want to go hungry again.
Food.
You talked about distance. What's a distance? Can you go a couple hundred feet from the...
As the crow flies, yes, but as soon as you start throwing walls, and depends on what's in the walls and how thick they are and the materials and...
Yeah, I usually recommend when people buy one, also go down to Home Depot and get a sledgehammer, because you can make some holes that way.
Yeah. That's why the placement of the antenna, the base unit, is so critical. So if you can, you know, like if you get lucky and you can put it, where's your DSL modem at now?
It's in an upstairs room.
Okay, upstairs is actually better, because then the signal, you know, the gravity pulls the signal down.
Also, if you have a cordless phone that's around the same area, you don't want to have those next to each other.
Yeah, the wireless networks use the same frequency as the higher, like the 2.4 gigahertz cordless phones. So there can be interference. Your neighbor, if they get one, there can be interference. So there's all kinds of things that can come into play.
There's about a dozen channels or so in that area. So generally, there's some little tweaking you can do to make that get along better. But you know, if you have some problems, then start looking in those areas.
Yeah. Before you go out there too, if you want, we've got lots of columns that we've written. If you go to computerproblems.com and just type in Wi-Fi in the search engine, you'll see a bunch of resources of columns we've written on you know what we recommend and some of the pitfalls.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, good luck.
Okay.
Totally confusing, Jim.
Well, you know, but there was a lot of good information there, and of course, the big thing is, hey, there's lots more resources online, not only our website, but there's all kinds of review sites. There's a place I found called homenethelp.com.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Really good stuff there.
Well, just to kind of clarify, the things that you want to pull away from all that minutia you just heard is 802.11g. The G standard is what we recommend. WEP, W-E-P, it's Wired Equivalent Privacy. It's something that you want to turn on in this equipment and then stick to the same manufacturer for all the products, and that's your recipe for the...
The most likely success.
Yes.
We've got to take a quick break, pay a couple bills. Hey, that sounds like professional guys would say, huh?
No.
No, not at all. But when we come back, we've still got left our webattack.com free download of the week and more of your calls, questions at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner, and we'll be right back.